as the July 18th deadline looms, the clock is ticking for Senate Republicans to take action on President Donald Trump's proposed rescission bill, aimed at clawing back more than $9 billion in funding already approved by Congress. The proposed cuts zero in on two frequent targets of the president: foreign aid and public media. House Speaker Mike Johnson addressed the media ahead of the vote.
You're talking about funding for USAID, the egregious abuses that the DOGE analysis and audits uncovered. We've got to claw that back. The American people, everybody demands that. We can't fund transgender operas in Peru with U.S. taxpayer dollars, right? So come on. The NPR and PBS components, this is, in our view, the misuse of taxpayer dollars. They're biased reporting. They're not objective. They pretend to be so. They have for a long time. And the people don't need to fund that.
Many of the claims used by Speaker Johnson to justify the cuts, such as allegations about gender-affirming surgeries being funded abroad, have been misleading or outright debunked. When, in reality, cuts to the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, could result in over 14 million deaths worldwide by 2030, including more than 4.5 million children under the age of five. That's according to a recent study co-authored by researchers at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. The package also proposes to eliminate all federal funding for public media, while public broadcasting receives less than 0.01% of the federal budget. According to the Nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the rescission package would severely undermine global health programs, peacekeeping missions, and international development efforts, while also stripping vital support from trusted local news outlets across the country. The proposed cuts have sparked concern on both sides of the aisle, not just for their substance, but for the process. The Trump administration illegally withheld the funds for months before submitting the rescission request. Officials have also indicated they may bypass Congress entirely in the future, raising constitutional concerns about the erosion of legislative authority over federal spending. Patty Murray of Washington shared this on the floor.
Well, at no point in our country's history, no point, have partisan rescissions been regular order. Anytime we've done this in the past, it has been bipartisan. Republicans should join us to make sure this does not become a bad new first, and to ensure that our time on the floor is spent considering important legislation, including our funding bills, rather than one rescissions request after another. And if they keep this kind of thing up, one of these days Republicans are going to find they broke the process.
If enacted, this would be the largest presidential rescission approved in over 40 years. But Congress only has 45 days to act, and that deadline expires on July 18th. As of airtime, the Senate has convened but is yet to vote, while the clock continues to tick on Trump's sweeping rescission package. For Pacifica and KPFA Radio, I'm Lauren Schmidt.